Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I'm the host of It's Everything West Texas. And as you know, we're always trying to bring you some interesting programs. Today, we have an interesting program. We're going to be talking about the Christian Service Center, which is one of my favorite organizations in town. And we have in the studio today Jim Clark, the executive director of the Christian Service Center. So welcome to the podcast, Jim.
Glad to be here, Floyd.
Well, Jim, I am very happy to have you here. And we're going to be talking about the Christian Service Center. But I'd like for you to just kind of give us a little information about yourself, whatever you feel comfortable talking about. So just a little personal information.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Well, I'm not a native Texan, but my wife says I got here as fast as I could. Well, it wasn't until I was 26 years old. I grew up in Southern California, and I actually near the coast, so I was a surfer. And that was kind of my big deal during life, and ended up going to college, and then ended up going to Hawaii to make a surf movie, and kind of interesting background. But when I finished college, I went back home trying to figure out, okay, now what do I do with my life? And during that time, I became a believer in Jesus, and that was a radical change in my life. And I became involved with a church as a volunteer youth minister. And then I eventually worked in Los Angeles, and I was really interested in video production. And my boss sent me to Dallas for training in lighting. And while I was there, a friend of mine that I knew in that church in California had moved to Dallas, and I stayed with him, and he brought me to his church, which is a large church in North Dallas. And there was my wife, but I didn't know yet that was her. But about several months later, I moved to Texas. I just felt the Lord call me out here and to work in video, and met my wife. And we fell in love, and then I really wanted to go into more full-time ministry, so I went back to like a Bible college up at Harding. And then during that two-year time, my wife and I got married, and we lived in Arkansas. We lived in Memphis, where I worked with a church, and I went to a seminary there, and then we ended up going to St. Louis to train for a church planting. Anyway, long story short, we ended up in Abilene in 1990 for me to finish an MDiv at ACU, and we thought we'd stay here maybe a couple of years. Well, they wanted to hire, ACU wanted to hire my wife because she was a master of social work. We had two young kids. And she said, well, no. Later on, we prayed about it. She said, well, maybe I could do that for a couple of years. So she became a social work professor at ACU. We thought we'd leave in a couple of years when I finished my degree. So almost 35 years later, we're still here.
Well, quite a story. And so you're working for a Christian Service Center, nonprofit organization. You mentioned that movie up at the beginning of this. So are you living off the royalties from that movie?
No royalties. I just made it and showed it a few surf groups in different cities, but didn't make much money. It was just a good experience, creative experience.
Oh, okay.
But I do a lot of photography as a hobby, and I do video, and I thought we're going to make another video for our fall luncheon. So I dabble in that. I'd still love doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, we're glad that you in Abilene. We're glad that you're here. And so tell us a little bit about the Christian Service Center. Sure. You've been there quite a while, right?
22 years.
Okay. Well, what is it about the Christian Service Center that gets you up every morning?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was working for a media ministry for several years, and they made budget cuts back in 2002, and I lost my job. So we're praying about what to do, and there was an opening at the Christian Service Center because the director was there for 30 years, retired. And so by God's grace, I was hired, and I just absolutely love this work. We started in 1965, and the downtown, the old South Downtown Hotel. But they had to build a courthouse there, so they had to move and then end up on Mesquite Street. And the University Church of Christ started overseeing that ministry in 68. And they found some, they got some old dorms from Abilene Christian in 68 that were army barracks from World War II of Camp Barkley. And they plopped those on the this land there on Mesquite Street and renovated, and they launched the service center there. I started in 2003 and loved the work. I'm passionate about it. Great volunteers. We were a small staff back then. And it just kept growing. And but I felt, and the board and I got together. Of course, you were a board member for a while, which we appreciated. But the board and I were thinking and praying, we need a larger facility. So we looked and prayed and looked and prayed. And one day, Floyd, I was preaching at the Woodlawn Church of Christ in July of 2012. And I mentioned before my sermon that we're looking for, praying about looking for another building. Well, after services were over, an elder came up and said, Brother Clark, we're shrinking down in size. Our church is. Would you like this building? I said, well, yeah. So that, after about a year of conversations with the board, some of the board members and me and the elders, we decided they deeded the property to us, but they wanted to have a space for worship and classes and so on. So we moved in 2017, April. But while we're renovating that building, our old building burned down on a Saturday afternoon. And we don't know what happened. The fire marshal, the appraiser didn't know, but God provided. No one's hurt. And about a year later, we moved in our new facility, which is doing great. They're on North 10th Street.
Well, talk to me a little bit about the people that come to the Christian Service Center. What's the mission of it? Who do you see?
Sure. Well, the mission is to share the love of Jesus with those in need. Of course, we're all in need, but people who come to us have a lot of financial need and family needs. We have homeless people come, a lot of single moms, some people who are on disability, either physically or for mental, and live on maybe $800 a month. We have people who just got out of prison, who are starting over. We have people that have been recovering from addiction, alcohol and drugs. They'll come here, come to Abilene Serenity House. They get out and they hear the service center provides food and clothing and so on. So a variety of people we help, and it's an honor, it's a joy to help them.
Okay, so you're basically helping people that at the time that you are helping them, they're not in a big position to help anybody, are they? I mean, they. But you help these people, and, you know, unfortunately, sometimes when we have people like you talked about, society in general shies away, but it seems like you all lean in.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And can you talk about some success stories. I'm not necessarily talking about giving names, but can you point out a few cases where Christian Service Center really helped someone make a turn?
Absolutely. We've had a program for years called Work for Shelter, where they would, a lot of times when people move here, again, a lot come out of prison, they'll stay at one of our halfway houses. And we worked it out. I didn't do this, but one of the volunteers figured this out, Work for Shelter. We asked the someone running like 180 House or Grand Works or other Oxford House is one. We say we will help them with their first week's rent, but they need to do some work, 12 hours of work. And so for years, we had people work at our place, and then we cut a check, not to them, but to the halfway house. And they just loved it, partly because they're trying to get out of their toxic, drug-filled, alcoholic friends and get around. Most of us are believers in Jesus, and it's a very loving environment. But I remember one guy, he volunteered for 12 hours and real nice guy, and came up to me afterwards to my office after he got the check to take to the landlord. He said, Jim, I just love the atmosphere of this place. There's love, and it's just a healthy place. Can I get a job here? I said, well, I'm sorry, David. I'll call him David. We can't do that. But we've had others that just love working there. So that's one success story. Another one I'll tell you is we have a rent assistance program where we'll help people up to $800 for rent. But once they qualify, we'll invite them to, you know, we invite them to apply. If they qualify, we have a day and a half budgeting class because we want to give them some tools on how to manage whatever money they have. And people love those budgeting classes. But part of what we do in those, we invite guest speakers to come about, you know, how to get a credit card debt and so on. But one of my favorite speakers is a representative of Texas State Technical College, because they come and they show video, they show slides about all the trades that they can get trained in. And Floyd, it's just grown. They do plumbing, HVAC now, work in an electrical plant, a lot of trades. And if they go through that program, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, they make very good money. And we had one guy who heard the guy from TSTC talk, one of the students, and after his over, he came up to the man and said, you do CDL training and you learn how to drive a big truck. Yes, we do. He said, I'm a single dad. I have two kids and I have two jobs. And so I'm so busy. I'd love to go through that program. And so I think he did enroll in that and made much better money and could support his kids. We love those stories because part of what we want to do, Floyd, is not just hand out food and clothing and bus passes. We want to give them development opportunities. And one thing is help them vocationally get a job that pays more and support their family.
Well, it's interesting that you said that. I had no idea that you would bring up TSTC, but it's something that I believe in very much. I believe in the traits, because people can get up and be on their feet in a relatively short time. And we, out of TSTC, we have what's called the Floyd Miller Opportunities Fund, which will help individuals go to TSTC. So them, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But that's a great place.
I've been, a guy, Justin, who works out there, gave me a tour there about a year and a half ago, and I was just amazed how it is. In fact, what we want to do, a guy named Nathan, who's now talks to our class about TSTC, I saw him this week as we had a class. I said, what if we could have them go take a tour as part of their class? So he's working on with the lady who's leads our program and teaches the class. We may do our half day, day and a half, and half day. Then they go to TSTC, we'll get transportation, do our class, and let them get a tour and see, look what you could do, and get a vision of, they get paid much more, and it fits your gifts that God's given you. So I love that you're doing that, Floyd.
Okay, so what are some of the other programs that you have at Christian Service Center?
We have a dental assistance program that's about 3 years old, and it's a partnership between Taylor County Social Services, Christian Service Center, and dentists in town. We have several dentists that will see these people, usually just for an extraction. But they will pay they charge $150 a tooth, which is much less than they'd normally charge. And then another great partner in that program is United Way and Community Foundation have given a lot of money. So here's how it works. We put applications out and they can pick them up here at Service Center or Taylor County office. And then they turn it into us. And then we have a woman who's our part-time administrator. Her name's Susan King, our former she was a volunteer, our former representative.
Oh, okay.
And she meets with these people they tell about what their pain is and what they need to do, and she'll set them up with the dentist. What's cool about this, how God works, she is there Tuesday through Thursday, meets a lot of people. She is a retired nurse. She, in the last couple of years, she got her MDiv and her Master's in Social Work from ACU. So she got medical background, social work background. She's a very pastoral person, just loves people, prays with them. She's amazing. And she says, Jim, it's so serious when people get an abscess tooth. It can, if it's not treated, the infection could go to your brain, to your heart. So it's so important that we can help them get to a dentist. And we have these great dentists that will treat them very respectfully. And that's been a really popular and much needed program. It's great. In fact, I'll tell you quickly, it started off, we were partners with the Abilene-Taylor County Health District. And Annette Lerma, who was the director, she was one who helped us really launch this program, along with Michelle Parrish at the Community Foundation and at the United Way. So it's a great program.
Are you still doing Operations Blue Jeans?
Absolutely. We've done that for, oh my goodness, probably more 50 years. We're doing it a little differently this year because the Woodlawn Church has dissolved and they're moved out. So that area that they use for classes and offices and so on, all Operation Blue Jeans is going to be over in that area along with our big multi-purpose room. Starts next Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursdays for several weeks and some Saturday mornings. But they used to go through our regular process with our receptionists and so on, but this time they can just come, they don't have to register, they come to our multi-purpose room, sign up, they can get a backpack, new shoes, new school clothes, and a children's Bible if they want one. And we got great partners like that church out on Remington Ridge. They, for the last 2 or 3 years, have given backpacks to us, and they fill them with school supplies, which we don't provide. And then recently I heard that a women's group at the Beltway Church, it's an exercise group, they call it Workout and Worship, and they want to do a service project, so they're giving us backpacks, and it's just amazing. Then University Church of Christ, they have a fundraiser every August for it, so a lot of partners help us do this, and we hope to help a lot more kids this year.
You know, one thing that I have noticed about the Christian Service Center is that when people that need help go there, they're not going to a second-class place. I mean, it's just really nice offices, nice lobby, and I know sometimes it's hard to do that. I mean, nonprofits is, you know, everybody that's helping is doing the best they can, but I really appreciate that. I think it gives people some dignity.
It really does give them dignity. You're right. And mm-hmm. We're blessed with it. The three major foundations in town, one's gone now, Dodge Jones, they and Diane Gray Zone and Shelton, they gave a major part of the money. And so we're able to renovate that place. It's just beautiful, clean, very well organized, and people do feel dignity being there, because that's a big part of us. We want, as Christ treats people so well while on earth, and how the Lord in us wants to treat people well, we want to provide them dignity and love and no judgment. So
talk to that person that might be, you know, that maybe need help, but they've got a little pride, but help them over that. Get them in your door over there.
There you go. That's good. Well, we want them to know that, again, we welcome there. There's no judgment here. We're all broken, all have struggles. But they will, when they come to the lobby, they have to call, make an appointment. And then when they come to the lobby, they just sign a little sheet that their name and information, what they're coming for, put it in a box behind the window of the receptionist. And then they'll call them there. And they usually are interviewed. They'll sit down with someone, get all their information. And then if they want prayer, we don't force the Lord on them, but you know, if they want prayer or encouragement, a lot of them like our Christian books we give out. We give out Bibles. And so we try to encourage them in a holistic way. But it's, our interviewers are tremendous. They're just loving, they're professional, and they just do a great job making people feel welcomed. And then, let's say they're getting clothes. Once they interview, then one of our volunteers from our huge clothing room will come and get them, help them shop them by themselves. They have a little basket, and so they can have the dignity of shopping for themselves and with clothing. And if they get food, we give out a prepackaged amount of food. And so when they finish, they can drive around the back if they have a car, ring the doorbell, and Tammy is our main volunteer, will come out there, or another volunteer, and bring the food out to the car. I got a real good story about that, too.
I'd like to hear it.
During Thanksgiving, there was a woman who came for help, and she told her story. She said, I think she lost her job, and she had very little money, but she was upset because she was usually the one who would have been run over, and she'd provide the food. She didn't have enough food. And so we provided, I think, hams and all the fixings and stuff during Thanksgiving. So when she came to that door, Tammy brought out all the food and everything and loaded in the car, and she saw the woman crying. She said, what's wrong? She said, well, I couldn't afford to do this year, but this is going to help me so much. And she said, oh, honey, we're glad to do this. And then she told me another story when during Christmas, she had a man who had three kids, single dad, and came to get food. And so when he came to the door to get the food, she took it out there, loaded it up, you know, on the car. And he noticed this man was crying. I said, what's wrong? I said, well, it's Christmas. I lost my job, and I don't have any presents for my kids. Well, every Christmas time, about 2 weeks before Christmas, some students from Hamby Junior High, I'm sorry, Holly Junior High, the art class teacher has them make these beautiful gift wrap presents, and it may just be food or hygiene stuff, usually it's food, and they package them beautifully, and then she and the students come to us and give us like 75 gifts or whatever, and we give them out different ways, but we have some in the pantry. That day, Tammy, when she heard that man say this, said, sir, stay right there. And she went back in the pantry, found four of those gifts, or four left, and took them out there so he can give them to his boys, and he just cried. So we love doing that and stuff. That's showing the love of Jesus, and that really touches people's hearts, and I think honors God.
Now, do you all have a store there also?
Yes, we do.
What's going on in your store?
Yeah. I got this idea from a man in Atlanta, Bob Lupton, who spoke at our fundraising dinners years ago. He decided some people want to pay for things. They don't want just a handout. So we thought, well, I guess we can do that, but we're a nonprofit. How do we sell things? He said, just go to the comptroller's office, you get a tax ID deal, and just pay quarterly taxes. So we opened, it's a three rooms in the back of our building. We call it the bargain room. And we have so many nice things that people have donated that usually our clients, call our clients neighbors, they're really not looking for. I mean, beautiful, like, you know, paintings and all decorative stuff. Quilts. I mean, people donate some great things. So we have a volunteer, and she set all that up in a beautiful way and keeps restocking us, stocking this door. And so on Wednesdays from 10 to 2 and Fridays from 10 to 2, the bargain room's open, and so many people come and love that. All the people who are working in the store, they're volunteers. So every bit of money that goes in there goes back into the ministry, so we can buy bus passes and gas vouchers and so on. It's really popular. And occasionally, boy, when I'm in the back of people donating things, they say, well, I like giving to you, because some organizations, they just sell it all. I said, well, let me tell you what, we mainly give it away, but some we have a bargain room, and because some people want the dignity of buying things, and almost every one of them say, oh, that's fine, I'm glad to do it. So kind of a win-win deal.
Well, it does seem like a win-win deal. So, again, that's that brings that dignity back if a person want to do that.
Yes, that. By the way, we do that with the Christmas store every about 2 weeks during Christmas. People give all these Christmas gifts, decorative items, Christmas trees, and so on. And then we also, our volunteers make these nice baskets full of toys, like of a theme, like Frozen or Star Wars. And people go in there and get great deals on those things they couldn't afford at Walmart or whatever.
Right.
That's super popular. Again, any money comes from that goes right in the ministry. And people get, a Christmas tree, you know, they're the artificial,
right,
maybe a 6-foot tree. You get for $5, but you know what?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
It is.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Well, let's talk a little bit about Woodlawn. You all have that facility because the community has that facility because Woodlawn was generous in giving the giving you all that property, and I understand that they stayed there maybe for 10 years or so, but
yeah, They had to move out while the remodeling was going in, so they had a place over in Judge Ely to meet for worship and classes. But in 2017, we opened up. Then they moved in. They used our multi-purpose room, which is a large room. There's a nice, real nice kitchen next to it. And they used that for worship on Sunday and classes on Wednesday night. And then they had some offices and so on. And it was a good relationship with them. You know, at times we need to use a multi-purpose room for, you know, volunteer appreciation, or we let other nonprofits use it. And so, because it's a gift from God, and we want to bless the other community, the rest of the community. So, but they were really gracious with us. But after several years, they're just dwindling down. They just could not financially afford it. So they finally said, we're going to have to dissolve. But they wanted to have a special weekend in May. It was Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend. And they had a Saturday where they had all these people, former members come. Big reunion. It was a beautiful day. I was there for the afternoon. And on that afternoon, we had, at 3 o'clock, we had a special ceremony where we dedicated to them. There's a big courtyard between our building and the multi-purpose room with a couple of trees and so on. Real nice. And we dedicated that to them. And we even put a big plaque on an outdoor wall facing the courtyard saying, this is to honor the Woodlawn Church. And we quoted a psalm, I think it's 130, where it says how beautiful it is when brethren live in unity. And so Aaron, like the oil dripping from Aaron's, his beard and so on. And then it says at the end of that psalm, it says, and the Lord commands his blessing. And I said, we presented the elders and the preacher, and we said, the Lord has blessed our unity. And I said, what you're doing, in fact, I went in the, we were outside for a little bit, the big worship center, the multi-purpose room, all the people are there. I spoke and said, you have given this amazing gift. Even though you're going to close down Woodlawn Church, your legacy continues through this Christian Service Center. We could not do it without them. So it was a bittersweet time for them. And then they had a Sunday worship, which was fantastic. And they met a couple more times and then moved out around June 9th. So. They left a great, it was a great gift they gave us.
Well, and a great legacy. It's still, you don't know how many people may come to Christ.
Absolutely. Yes.
Through the services that you all are offering there, that they connect with a lot of good people.
Yeah, we really do. And we're a seed planting ministry where we have children's Bibles, adult Bibles. We have little tracts about the gospel. And in our lobby, we have a large bookcase, and one of our volunteers, Linda Perkins, every Wednesday afternoon, she restocks that with Christian books and so on. And we share the gospel with them refer them to churches. So I think a lot of people, we pray, will be either brought to the Lord for the first time or maybe brought back to the Lord, they strayed away. So that's what it's all about, just about all about Jesus.
Well, I know you and I would be about Jesus, and we would want everybody to know him. But but when people come to the Christian Service Center, this is not a bait and switch deal or anything like that. It's just doing what you need to do to help that immediate need. And then if they want to know more, then that's on them.
You're exactly right. We just unconditional love. But right. We pray right. They'll be drawn to the love of Christ through this, but we don't, there's no, you know, expectation. You've got to pray or whatever. Come to Jesus. We just do it because God loves us so much. How can we not, you know, what Christ did for us, how can we not help people? And it's interesting, the other day I was going through my computer Bible and I was looking up. I typed in, I Googled God's heart for the poor, and all these Old Testament scriptures came up. You know about this.
Yes.
How he just said, care for the poor. You know, don't pick up all the sheaves on the, yeah, you know, I'm saying, leave it for the poor. And I thought, man, we want to be like the like God, like the Father, like Jesus. So we just want to represent him in how we help people, our neighbors.
Well, when you mention about that last phrase, it reminded me of my dad. We grew up on the farm.
Did you?
We had peas and we had corn and stuff like that. And he'd always say, well, you've got to leave some for the birds.
Oh, really? I love
yeah,
it.
So that's, I'm sure that's right, that principle from the yes. from the Old Testament.
Good
there.
For him. I
yes,
love that.
Yes.
You still remember that?
I sure do.
Wow.
Yeah, I sure do. I know that nonprofits could always use a little more money, so maybe here's the time for you to talk with people out there that's maybe got a few bucks that they want to do something with.
Well, we depend so much on our donors. It's just we don't get government funding. We just depend on the Lord, and He provides in so many ways. One thing is we just sent a mail out, our summer mail out of people. Some of the people listening may have gotten that. If they want to donate that way, it'd be great. But also on September 12th, on a Friday noon, we're going to have our fall fundraising luncheon at the Abilene Country Club, upstairs ballroom. We've had that for the last 3 years. And if they want to come to that, we're going to be promoting that in probably mid-August, and we'd love them to come. We'll make a video. It'll be our 60th anniversary, 60
wow.
years, started 65. So we're going to celebrate what God has done, and then we're going to have a speaker named Joe Almanza, who you may have heard of Joe Almanza.
Yes.
Has amazing testimony and has a heart for the poor and heart for the lost. He's going to share his story and just talk about the Lord and how He cares for the poor and the overlooked and those in prison. It'll be a powerful message. And then we're going to honor a university church because of the 60 years, they've helped 57 of those years. Because even though we became a nonprofit, 501c3 in 2003, they continue to support us financially, monthly, two different fundraisers and volunteers. So we're going to especially thank God for that congregation.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, this is about the end of our bill. Do you have anything else that you'd like to say to the community?
I just appreciate it. Just it's such a joy to lead that ministry because what I see every day, Floyd, you know, we're a bunch of imperfect people, but I see so much joy in the place, in that place. And I think especially the volunteers. I call them the human backbone of our ministry because couldn't do it without them. And at times, I'll tell you about Tammy. She's a retired, she worked for AISD for years, and she has been with us several years. She's been mainly our main food pantry volunteer. And occasionally, she'll come down the hall when she's finished her shift to sign off. And I said, Tammy, thank you so much. She said, Jim, thank you. I love doing this. And then I think about my friend Garney Hatch, who retired early from AISD, and he was a basketball coach, too. When he retired, he said, Jim, I felt this void. What can I do? And someone suggested he work as a volunteer. So he came down there. He's probably volunteered for 28 years. He still comes on Friday and works our food pantry. And he said, Jim, this has given me so much purpose. And I could tell you so many people who, you know, they're retired and figured out, what am I going to do with my life? And they come to the service center and they love helping people with clothes, or they love the pantry, or they love working in our linens area to organize the all the sheets and towels and pillows that are organized, or they want to interview people. Real good friend of mine retired several years ago, came back to Abilene, tried to figure out what to do. And so he might consider interviewing. So he has, he's been there probably 6 or 7 years. And he loves ministering to the people, listening to them. And I thank him. He said, Jim, this has given me so much purpose in life. To me, I'd love to see the joy of the Lord in our volunteers who are, even though they may be retired from their job, you know, we don't retire from serving the Lord till He takes us home.
That's right.
What a great way for people to serve. And so that's, I'm just grateful for God, for how He blesses that ministry, the givers, but also those receiving.
And Jim, we're blessed to have you leading that organization. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Thank you, God bless.
AACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.